Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, May 26, 2014, and more importantly, today is Memorial Day when we remember the people of the past, especially veterans. We do the things that the Wall Street Journal refers to as rituals of remembrance, things like Memorial Day services, parades, and ways that we honor veterans, also the picnics, the backyard barbecues, all those types of things we do today, but we have something important to talk about today as well, and that is what happened in the Veterans Administration that allowed veterans, many veterans, to be backed up for more than a year waiting for treatment. At least 40 of them supposedly have died waiting for treatment. Now, it gets worse. The Veterans Administration knew about this. They knew what was going on. They kept a secret list of all those people that they did not release. Criminal activity undoubtedly occurred in these things. Well, we have an article today on the op-ed section of the New York Times from Saturday, written by the doctor who broke this story, who released this information, Dr. Sam Foote, F-O-O-T-E, he spells his name, Dr. Foote, says he had to report it. He knew what was going on. Nobody would do anything. He wrote letters to his superiors, but he got no response, so he had to report it. Now, Dr. Foote is now since retired. He says he has little faith in the investigation that the president started because it's not done by professional investigators but by VA people. Now, the president gave a speech about this. No one's been fired or anything like that, but the president said he wasn't going to stand for it. And he asked for more time. Well, he got his more time, and here we are at this point. Dr. Foote says professional prosecutors from the Department of Justice should be conducting this investigation, but they are not. He says he has little faith in it. And Dr. Foote offers some suggestions for how this could be handled. See, the VA used to treat only those wounded in battle. They only treated service-connected injuries, and the rest of the veterans were left to be treated by the civilian world like the rest of us. He says we should either go back to that type of system, and at the same time we could give veterans what he referred to as a VETA card that would allow them to be treated by the civilian healthcare providers just like everyone else, and then the VA, the government, would pay for it. Some type of universal system is the only choice behind one of those things, he says, universal, well-funded system. Well, the problem then is that these VA hospitals does not have the money to properly treat these people. That's what Dr. Foote said. So he proposes one of these three alternatives. Well, these things, when done in the civilian world, we refer to them as socialized medicine, and many of us are appalled by that type of suggestion, but it doesn't bother us at all when we see veterans having that type of treatment. So this country has got some thinking to do. It needs to definitely investigate this, but also to put its thinking cap on as to how healthcare, veterans and otherwise, is going to be handled in this country. Now, over in the Wall Street Journal, we have an op-ed by John McCain, the Senator John McCain. He says, "This is a shame and a tragedy. It says that we have failed to meet our responsibility." And he says that the president has failed to meet his responsibility. He's failed the test, he said. This happened on his watch. The president, Senator McCain says, spoke against this type of thing when he was a senator. And he also campaigned saying he was going to reform the VA, but he has not done so. He has failed the test, Senator McCain says. We have articles about this type of thing all through the press today, Memorial Day, puff pieces from everywhere. Even my own Memphis Commercial Appeal carried an article done by two doctors talking about this issue and many others. But we learned there's more to it. We learned that veterans are getting shoddy treatment in many different ways. I guess I could say it like this: if what you've just heard were all, it would be plenty, but there's more. Today we learned that the LA County Morgue, the Los Angeles County Morgue, held at least 60 bodies of veterans who were supposed to be buried in national cemeteries for over a year, kept them in the morgue, not doing anything with them, just giving them second status behind everything else because, I suppose, of money or neglect or whatever. I don't know why exactly, but apparently they've held these bodies for over a year. I wonder what would be done to the people there. No one seems to take responsibility, or no investigation seems to go anywhere. No one ever is fired. Occasionally somebody in some mid-level position is allowed to gracefully retire and take their lifetime pension, but no one is ever fired, because that would reach to the upper levels, and you can't have that because everything in the upper levels is about politics. The only thing that really matters is the acquisition of and the retention of power, and what will make that more likely is the only thing that matters. At least that's the way I see it, folks, on this Memorial Day. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.